row has broken out ahead of Northern Ireland's first ever home Sunday international match. Christians are set to stage a protest near Windsor Park as Northern Ireland take on Finland in the crucial Euro 2016 qualifier. What do you think? Should Sunday be kept special or should it be just like any other day? You can text in on 81771 or phone in on our phone line number. And that's 08459 555 678. Now I'm joined on the phone by Reverend Ian Brown and the executive editor of the Belfast Telegraph, John Laverty. Reverend Brown, you believe Sunday should be kept sacred?
I do, and simply because in the Book of God we have various recommendations and also not only commendations but commands whereby Sunday should be different. And I'm not going to go into all the Bible material, but in Isaiah 58, in Exodus 20, etc., people can look it up. But what has been emphasized down through the years is a Sunday well spent leads to a week of content. But can I emphasize something on this particular issue? Our target audience is not the Northern Ireland supporters. We are Northern Ireland supporters ourselves. And in fairness to them, they didn't campaign for the fixture to be on a Sunday, nor did they vote for it, nor did they apply pressure, all the rest.
Well, then why do you want to annoy them?
Well, it's their right to attend, and it's ours to not attend on this particular...
Well, that's fair enough. They attend, and you don't attend, and then everything will be okay. So you just stay at home, and they go to their football.
The sharp edge for protest is going to be to the IFA, and we have already delivered that. And they're telling us our hand is being forced. We pretty much understand that. So through them, our protest is to UEFA, who have decided and dictated, this is game time, you're going to play it on this particular time, TV coverage, all the rest of it. But beyond that, that's our protest. Beyond that, we will stage an open-air meeting featuring some singing. We'll not be competing for the spare slot in One Direction or anything like that, but there'll be singing and some straightforward preaching of the gospel. Now, we don't just do that at football matches, though we do that. I remember not very little at Conservative Ireland rally stages, at public concerts, wherever there's a crowd of people, then we have a responsibility to go out and evangelise.
John Laverty, what do you make of this? Is it an out-of-date argument?
A little bit. I think we've had Sunday football for 3 decades now, but there's a great irony here, Nicola, in the sense that it was actually Christianity that brought about Sunday football because... commercialism, of course, drives everything, and the TV companies who have the money, they decided that the best time to put on football would be on a Sunday afternoon, because most people in Britain would go to church in the mornings, they would have their Sunday dinner, and then they'd all be together in the house where the TV is, and that's why it was decided that Sunday was the best day for football. I mean, the Irish FA, as you know, they used to have a rule that that football could not be played on a Sunday, but because of, again, of commercial interest, they had to change that because they could no longer dictate when matches are played. The TV companies and UEFA and FIFA decide that. The World Cup final is on a Sunday. The UEFA final next year will be on a Sunday. It's driven by commercialism now. It's not driven by religion, and... It's a tide that's not going to turn, unfortunately, for the people who will be protesting.
And John, also there is a big match on Christmas morning, yeah.
Of course there is. Yes, the Stephen Sons Cup final is always played on Christmas morning. One other thing, Nicholas, just moving slightly away from football, Ulster rugby. Ulster played on Easter Sunday 3 years ago. They played away at Toman Park. They played Munster, and there was a problem there because 5 or 6 of the team are born-again Christians, and they weren't actually very happy about it. The problem is, it's not a choice for the footballers or the rugby players. If you're contracted, there's no clause in the contract that says, you know, that you can opt out of playing on a Sunday. I mean, we had a situation years and years ago in 1982 when... the Glentoran player Johnny Jemison refused to be selected or considered for selection for the World Cup game, Northern Ireland against France in the World Cup, because it was on a Sunday. And that was at the time whenever the irony being, of course, that the AFA fully backed not playing on a Sunday, but time again.
And Reverend Brown, just back on that point about the match on Christmas morning, do you protest then?
A lot of our churches will have services on that particular occasion, so therefore they won't be in a position to protest. I do find it interesting what has just been said. I was at a Scotland-Ireland rugby game on Saturday past over in Edinburgh. And on the team sheet, number three was Ewan Murray. He didn't last long in the game because he became injured, but I think it's probably well known that Ewan Murray has taken a very public stand. And this is a modern example, and I do appreciate the role model that Johnny Jameson was and the evangelistic testimony. But right up to date, Ewan Murray has decided he's going to forgo Sunday matches because it affects his Christian Sabbath. He won't even take an interview with the newspaper on that day. No, he said it's a decision, a difficult decision he had to make, and he's happy with his decision. The difficulty is when governing bodies are coming in and clamping down on people and saying it's a contractual issue, you have no choice. I believe we should have choice. Even in the BBC, we have Dan Walker, one of our probably most favoured football presenters. And my understanding is that Dan does not present for the very same reasons as we are talking here. He does not present football on a Sunday.
And we're going to go to a caller here, Gordon Newton-Abbey.
Hello, how you doing? I think it's terrible that in this day and age that we are still being dictated to what we can and can't do on certain days of the week. If in the UK any other religious grouping was actually saying that the rest of society couldn't do something on a particular day, then we would all be up in arms over it. Now, I appreciate that people have choice. If people choose not to work, not to play sport, not to attend a sporting event on a Sunday, that's fine. I have no problem with those people doing that. But what I do have a problem with is for people to come and tell me what I can or can't do.
Well, they might argue, Gordon, they're not telling you what you can and cannot do. They're just exercising their right to protest.
That's fine. But when it comes down to it, the exercising their right to protest has led to the likes of, you know, from our neck of the woods, Nicola, you will be familiar with the term chaining the swings up on a Sunday. You know,
yes.
When it comes down to it, it's the thin end of the wage where, unfortunately, yet again, we are so backward in this country that we can't just suggest having something on a particular day of the week without someone saying, oh my goodness, you can't do that. If those people that are protesting, if those people who object to that don't want to go or don't want to watch or don't want to have any of their kin going to or watching, that's fine. No one's stopping that. And I would wholeheartedly support anyone who wants to actually say, no, I don't want to go to that, no, I don't want to participate in that, I don't want to work that day, whatever. I would wholeheartedly support those people.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, why should that be a blanket ban on everyone doing it? Why should I not be able to go into Tesco's at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
That's grand, Gordon. Thank you very much for that view. And we're going on to Jerry. Jerry and Derry.
Good morning. How are you doing? Would you agree that we shouldn't play football on a Saturday because that's a Jewish Sabbath, or a Friday, which is a Muslim holy day? No, nearly. Is there a day in the week that some religion doesn't claim to be their special holy day? We wouldn't have sport, we wouldn't have work, we wouldn't have play, we would have nothing.
Jerry, thank you very much for joining in the discussion. And thanks to everybody else who phoned in today. And also thank you to John Laverty and the Reverend Brown who were involved in that last item.